And I just got real bad just all of a sudden. Been to Ashland to a rally up there and got sick on the way home.
Hmm.
Boy, I did get sick in a hurry.
Boy, that's... Hmm. Have you ever seen an old picture of Andrew Porter?
I'm not sure whether I have or not. See, my grandmother had some enlarged pictures in the old frames, you know?
Yeah.
But she sold out and went to Colorado.
Yeah.
And those pictures, I don't even know what become of them.
Huh.
And then she came back. She didn't stay in Colorado very long. And I'm talking about my mom's mother, you know, Cindy Porter's
daughter, Belle, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she just was out there a couple of years with one of the boys. And then she came back here. And then her oldest daughter by her last husband had the pictures. And they gave them then, of course, to my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we're going to go and see about the pictures.
Yeah, if you see any pictures and you don't know who they are, send them to me if you would, and, you know, loan them to me
right.
if you can. And
I
may be able to place them with one of the other families. I've got
right.
a whole bunch of
right.
the different Porters.
Yeah.
But I never ran across one of Andrew and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And there should be some.
Yes, there should be. See, that would be Grandma's. Wait a minute, great. I'm going batty now. I have to get the paper and trace it back myself sometimes.
It'd be your grandma's grandparents.
Yeah. Now, that'd be her grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did they ever talk about her grandma's parents, the Cornettes?
No. I just never, you know, even when she would talk about her grandpa's mother.
Yeah.
She never said anything about her grandma.
But she never remembered her grandpa's father, though.
No. Evidently that he was not around after she was, well, no way after she was born, but her great-grandma did, you know, live with her grandpa, with my grandma's grandpa.
Wonder where her great-grandma's buried.
Haven't any idea. Just don't know.
Huh. Well, that's amazing. Harlan Porter told me, you know, his dad, Alec, had said that Andrew was illegitimate. He thought he said that. And that
well,
he wasn't...
Well, I can't, you know, I don't know, but
yeah.
the only one that I can go back with, it almost has to be his mother and dad that Mrs. Kissinger was talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And
I sure hope she's right, because I've searched and searched for 3 years now. And
when she told me, she said it was a Dr. Sam Porter. And they were old Virginians.
Yeah.
And
this is all the same family that claims definite kin to Jim Porter that was killed.
Right, uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, there's Moors. Now here, you know, with the branching out of the younger ones, the Moors are mixed up with the family, with the Porter family, and the Cons, and... That's, you know, with, I guess, Uncle Jim. Of course, one of Uncle Jim's boys, you know, was killed. Did you know about that?
Yeah, Ed Porter.
Uh-huh.
He was killed a year later.
Yeah.
You know, Jim has a daughter that's 92 years old living.
Still living.
Middletown, Ohio. I went and visited her. It's been almost a year ago, last December.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised. I got a real good picture of Jim Porter's family taken uh-huh. about 1903.
Yeah.
And...
See, he wasn't very old when he died.
No.
About 1907 or 8, didn't he? Wasn't that when he was killed?
1906. He would have just been 45 or something like that.
Well, see, Mother could remember when they come with the message that he was dead, but they didn't get to go to the funeral.
Oh, they didn't?
Mother didn't. She was little.
Yeah. Huh. Did,
She can remember him, you know, when he was killed.
Yeah.
Evans told her that she was working for him, and she said she asked if he didn't want to get a doctor, and he said, no, I'm not hurt very bad. And so about 5 minutes later, he said, well, maybe you better get a doctor. I'm hurt worse than I thought I was. And before the doctor got there, he was gone. He bled dead internally.
Huh. Mrs. Evans said that.
Uh-huh. She was working for him. She's his office girl. And I think she was a niece from one side or the other, one way or the other, see.
And she was working for him?
Uh-huh.
What was his job there?
Superintendent of County Schools, honey. Of Carter County.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes, didn't you know that?
Uh-uh.
He was killed right in the superintendent's office, honey. He had given the school See, they used to go by the number of years of taught.
Yeah.
If I had taught 2 years and you just taught 1 year, then I was entitled to my choice of a school over you.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Jim gave his son, as I understand, or his nephew, one, a school that this other man thought he deserved.
Yeah.
Because he had more time in than either his son or his nephew. Anyhow, that's why he killed him.
It was his son. Henry Cagle killed him, didn't he? Does that sound right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, who killed the boy? Was it Seagull?
Skeens and somebody else. Henry Skeens and some other boy, Holbrook or Stegall. That sounds familiar. I don't know. I've heard so many conflicting stories on it, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You come up here, and I'll take you to some bank street and serve on that one, because I know a lady. She's a little bit relation.
Yeah?
Flossie Thompson. Flossie McDaniels. And she's related, distantly related to the family, but she remembers Uncle Jim. I think she went to school with some of his kids or something. And she can straighten us out on that, who killed who.
Yeah. Hold on just a second, please, yeah. Okay? Yeah. Just a second. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. A friend came by.
That's okay. This is going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's okay. It's worth it. This is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have a son in Korea, and he calls us the first day of the month, and he calls us collect.
Yeah.
And he'll say, Mom, I'm going to hang it up, but of course we won't let him. Sometimes it costs as much as $50.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, will you be home the week after Christmas?
As far as I know, honey.
Last week in December?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to plan to come down and visit with the relatives, and I'll stop over and visit with you,
okay,
if that's okay.
I'm 2 miles out of Farmers, and anybody can tell you where Eva Owens lives, just about.
Oh, you know Virgie Brown in Farmers?
Yeah.
Well, she's John Porter's great-granddaughter.
Oh,
yeah.
She and Mother talk every time Mother come up here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, she never told. I can't believe it. All these people know the Browns, but they wouldn't tell me.
Oh.
Here, I've searched. It took me 2 years to find Cena Brown's family.
And if you just have known it, I could have guessed it back on the Browns and the Porters both.
Yeah, I'm so amazed. Let me write down how to get to your place.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, if I'm in Farmers, I think I can probably find that.
Yeah. You take 801. South, I guess.
Take 801 South.
Oh, wait a minute. North. Okay. 801 back towards Sharks. If anybody can tell you.
Okay.
Back towards one end of it goes up to the dam, and the other end comes up on the hill where we live.
Okay.
And we live just 2 miles out of Farmers on 801.
I guess when I get close, people can point me there.
Yeah. If you come by way of Moorhead, you turn to the right when you get to Farmers on 801, and then we're on the left on the road. Pipeline valves near the road, and our driveway comes between those pipeline valves up to the house.
Okay, I guess if I get lost, I could call and...
Oh, yeah, that'd be
the
thing
yeah.
to do anyway.
Well, yeah, I sure hope I'll be able to come down and visit with everybody. I hope to.
Uh-huh. Well, now, this Mrs. McDaniel can straighten us out on... Who killed Uncle Jim's boy, and
yeah.
all those kind of things.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Owens, it's sure been good talking to you.
Oh, my goodness, I'm Eva.
Okay. Okay, I'll remember that.
Okay, it's been awful good talking to you.
Well.
And I'll start writing down everything I can remember.
Yeah, anything you think of about the old family, write it down.
I will. Okay.
And I'll plan on visiting with you in a couple weeks.
Okay, then. Be glad to see you.
Well. Thanks a lot, and hope you get better.
Well, thank you. Maybe I'll get something to work on, and I'll do a whole lot better.
Okay.
And it's just killing me having to sit in the house. I haven't been able to drive since I come home from the hospital.
Yeah.
And I've been, I've been at odds with myself.
Well, this will give you something to work on. Think
yeah.
about.
Thank you so much, honey.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm,
we'll see you. Okay. Bye-bye.